So by giving this challah to the Kohen, we're giving these letters that are found them, we're attaching them to the Kohen who is Chochmo, who is Seichel. And this is one of the manners in which we bring about a tikkun, a shlemus to the dibur, to the Loshna Kodesh. And that's how we bring about the downfall of the negative, of whatever is negative that was found in that dough, in those grains. And that's what enables us to go ahead and eat that bread, ulevaroi ulesaknoi, and to sort out whatever has to be sorted out in it, and to perfect it. We know even after a person eats, there's a bira that takes place in the body. There's a separation that takes place. Part of what you ate goes to serve the different organs in the body. Some of it gets sent to the brain, to the heart, to all the other different organs. Part of it gets shipped out of the body as waste matter. So there's a biru, there's a filtering going on even after you eat the item. Because all of this is accomplished, this whole tikkun is accomplished through perfection of Loshna Kodesh, which is referred to as reishis. Shetoyrmin umafrishin minatvua. That's this first that we separate from the tvua in the form of truma, in the form of challah, umenapas, and from the bread, v'alkein ho'oichel tvolim chayev misa. Now you'll understand why the Torah presents such a severe penalty, that if a Jew eats food from which the truma and those things were not separated from it, he receives death penalty from heaven, not on earth, not an earthly punishment, but he's chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Why? What is death have to do with eating something that I didn't separate the truma from? Rav Nosal says, I'll tell you what. Kihu b'chinas pigam eitz hadas. Because if the person did not separate the truma and the challah, then that food he's eating is eitz hadas. It's toiv vora. It has good and bad in it. And about the eitz hadas, the Torah writes very clearly, ki b'yoyim achol chamimenu mois tomus. On the day you eat from that, you're going to die. So that's why it says that if a person eats food that has not been perfected, that has not been, you didn't make the proper tikkun to it, it's death. Because you ate eitz hadas, toivorah. And this is why our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, shechala nitno lenoshim, that this mitzvah of chala was given specifically to the women. They're the ones who separate chala usually. Why? Ki hil hi kilkala chalosoi shaloilam, because she's the one who messed up the chala of the world. Chava is the one who messed up Adam by giving him those pancakes, those waffles, that eitz hadas food that she gave him. So the Gemara uses this terminology. She messed up the chala of the world. Let her repair the chala. Hainu, meaning that al yidei pigam eitz hadas, as a result of her being the leader, the leading one in initiating this eating from the Eitz Hadas, she brought a defect into Loshna Kodesh. V'alkein tzricho lahafrish chala, therefore she's the one who has to separate this chala, shehi bebechinas Loshn Kodesh, which is a form of Loshn Kodesh, shehu bechinas chavo isha kanal, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran that the woman is the speech, chava is speech. The Gemara says 10 measures of speech came down to the world. The women took 9 and left 1 for the rest of mankind. So chava, and the word chava itself means to speak. There's a pasuk, v'laylo l'laylo yechave das, that one night to another communicates das, it speaks das. V'alkein nikro b'shem chala, and now Rav Nozal says, and now I'll tell you also why this offering is called chala. Why do we use the word chala? Loshen tfila. Because one of the interpretations of the word chala is prayer. Loshen vayechal Moshe. As the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, it uses the word vayechal. Ki hatfila hi bechinas malchus. We know that tefillah is associated with the sphere of malchus. David HaMelech is the one who said, Va'ani Tfila, I am Tfila. Shehu Bechinas Loshna Kodesh. And Malchus is associated with Loshna Kodesh. V'roi Mamtonu Mikol HaShoinois. It says, Hashem elevated us from all the other languages. He made us king. He gave us rulership, authority over all the other languages. Loshna Kodesh is the king of the languages. V'hu Hachius Shel Kol HaDvorim. And that's the life of everything. Loshna Kodesh, the letters, are the life force in everything. Ki HaTfilo Hi Chaye Sho. Rav Nosson says, we know that the Gemara refers to Tfila as life, Chaye Sho, meaning we daven for the things that we need, for food, for health, for all of our existence in this physical world. Dahainu Hachius Shel Kol HaDvorim Sheba'olam Hazeh. That is the life force of all the things in this physical world. Kemuva B'Divrei Rabbeinu Noyer, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likut Imran. V'alkein, and for this reason also, Hoya Olam Choser Tikun. For this reason, the entire world was incomplete Ad Shebo Odom Arishon V'Hispalel, until Odom Arishon came along and said his tefila, V'yarduk Shamin. And that's when the rain came down. The Torah describes in the beginning of Bereshis that Hashem created the plants, all the vegetation was all created, but it was underground. It was not ready to go until man was created, until Adam Rishon was created, who would appreciate, who would recognize the value of rain, and he was mispalil for rain. That's when the rain came down. That's when all the vegetation and everything took off. That's when it really started growing. Nimtza, she'ikar tikun ho'ilam ho'ya alidei tefila. So we see that the real completion of creation only came about when Adam Rishon said his prayer. She'al yodo himshich chiyus v'shefel ho'ilam. It was through his tefila that he brought life and sustenance into the world. V'al kein om rabbi seinu zal, and this is why the Gemara says, Adam Rishon chalosoi shel ho'ilam ho'ya. That Adam Rishon was the chala of the world. Hainu, bechinas chala, reishis, Bechina Shleimus Loshna Kodesh, Bechina Tfila. This is following what we're speaking about here, that Chala is called Reishis. Reishis Arisoi Sechem. It's the first. Man is number one. He's the most important thing out of all in all of creation. Bechina, and it's associated with Loshna Kodesh, perfection of Loshna Kodesh, and Tfila. It's through these things that life and sustenance comes to the world. Because the main thing that gives life to everything in this world is Loshna Kodesh. Shehu Bechinas Tfila, which is Tfila, Shal Yodo Nivro Hoilam Kanal. Because that's how the world was actually created. The world was created through speech. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Baruch Piv Kol Tzavom, it says. V'alkein noyagim lehispalel b'shas hafroshas chala. It's for this reason that one of the special, special moments for tefillah, if a person wants to pray for something that's really important to them, is when the woman is separating chala. That moment is a tremendous eis rotzayin for tefillah. Ki hachala hi bebechinas tefillah. Because we said chala is an aspect of tefillah. Bechinas Loshna Kodesh Kanal, Reishis. The Chal is Reishis Haris Yisrael, which is Loshna Kodesh, which is Tfila. V'alkein Shiur Chalo Hi Oimer. And this is also why the Torah describes the quantity of dough that you require, the quantity of dough that you have to be baking with in order to be obligated to separate Chala is an Oimer. That's the amount of dough. Bebechinas V'ho Oimer Asiris ho'efa, and the Torah tells us that an omer is a tenth of an efa. It comes out to be the displacement, the cubic displacement of 43 1/5 eggs. Hainu bechinas hadibur shu bechinas omer umida. These terms, omer, is also dibur. Rab Nosson Zal says, because omer is a measurement. And Dibur is a form of measurement. It's a form of defining your thoughts. When a person is thinking about something and then they talk about it, they're taking what was in their brain, the thoughts, which were totally unformatted in a sense, or, you know, they were formatted on a spiritual level, and now they're cutting it up, they're slicing it up into words, into sentences comprised of words, comprised of letters. Ki hadibur hu hamida v'hagvul shel kol hadvarim. Because speech is the measurement and the boundaries of everything. V'hu nimshach min ha-chochma, and dibur comes from chochma. Bebechinas hishtalshelus eser madregos, coming down that ladder of 10 levels, starting from chachma, bino, das, chesed, gvur, going all the way down to the malchus, which is called dibur. Ad shenase dibur, until it takes on the form of dibur. V'hu bechinas v'ho oimer asiris ho'efa, and this is also why the Torah says that the oimer, which is tzimtzum, which is mido, which is dibur, is a tenth of an efa. The term Eifa refers to the Seichel, which is the beginning of Machshava, Shehu Adayin Lemalam and Adibur Shebapeh, which is above the speech that's coming out of the mouth. V'ho'oimer Shehu Amido B'chinas Adibur Hu Madrego Asiris Min HaChochma Shehu B'chinas Eifa Kanal. And the Oimer, which represents finite measurement, you know, detailed measurement, the Oimer, which is Dibur, is number 10 from the Eifa. The Eifa is the Machshava, the Chochma, which is Kodesh. V'oz Chayev B'chala. And when you have that measurement, that's when you're required to separate Chala. Shu B'chinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. We said that the mitzvah of challah is an example of how we bring about a shleimus to Lashon HaKodesh. V'yalkein ikra challah hi beretz Yisrael. And this is why the main mitzvah, doraisa, of separating challah is in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Eretz Yisrael hi bechinas Lashon HaKodesh anal. Because Eretz Yisrael corresponds to Lashon HaKodesh. Eretz Yisrael is also referred to as Artzeinu HaKedosha, the Holy Land. That's how we call it, the Holy Land, corresponding to Loshna Kodesh, the Holy Tongue. Avol Chutz Loretz Shem Eretz Ha'amim Shubchinas Lashonos Amim. Whereas outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Chutz Loretz, is called the Land of the Nations, which means their languages. Eretz Yisrael, the language of Eretz Yisrael, is Torah, Tefillah, Loshna Kodesh. The languages outside of Eretz Yisrael are Swahili, Japanese, Turkish, English. V'alkein ein hachala roi lakoyin. And that's why the chala that's separated outside of Eretz Yisrael is unworthy of being given to the koyin, ki nitmeis miyad ba'avir Eretz Amim, because it becomes defiled immediately in the atmosphere of Chutz Loretz, in the lands of these other nations. Kishom hu bechinas leshoino suamim, because those are the places of these other languages, shu bechinas pigama dibur, which represent defective speech, bechinas hadibur beloy da'asanal, meaning dibur without the highest level of intelligence, shenimshach mi pigama etzadasanal, which resulted as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. Everything got messed up and mixed up. Al kein, therefore, einoisnin hachala lakoyin, we do not give the chala that's separated outside of Israel to the koyin, ki shom ein yechoyin al kasher oisis hadibra lachoch mashubon as hakoyin anal. Because over there, in Chutz Loretz, you can't attach those letters of the dibor that are found in the food to the chachma, to the koyin. V'yalkein chalas chutz loretz nisrefes. And it's for this reason that even during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they would separate chala outside of Israel, they would take that piece of dough and they would burn it. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says about the klipois, about tuma, me'esh yotzu v'ho'esh toichlim. They come from fire and fire destroys them. Ki b'chinas l'shoinoi so'amim tzorech l'achniom u'l'sorfom ba'esh. because these other languages, the languages of the other nations, we have to destroy with fire. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yimoitu aleim gecholim, place hot coals on them. Kemuva b'div Rabbeinu Yerusham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, b'maymar tefila lechavakuk, in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there for more details. There, Rabbeinu Zal goes into this topic of how we bring about the tikkun for these other languages, what we have to do with them. Obviously, this doesn't mean kill that, you know, just start killing non-Jews. It's not talking about anything like that. It's talking about making a tikkun, a spiritual tikkun, for these other languages. V'yalkein chamisha minin chayov mechala. And this is also why it's specifically five types of grain that are within the requirement of separating chala. Bebechinas hei hadas kamuva. This is that hey hayidia that we spoke about. Kemuva de Rabbeinu Neriyah, which Rabbeinu Zal mentions. Ki ikar hadas walidei bechinas chesed ugvura. Because true das is when you blend together chesed and gvura. The pasuk says, vayeda odom eschavo ishtoi. That when you have male and female, for example, which are an example of chesed and gvura, das is the union of both of them. It's the union of chesed and gvura. V'ze b'chinas ho'isa. And this is the concept of this dough, shehu niloisha mikemach umayim, which has been kneaded from two components, the flour and the water. Ki hakemach shehu ikar hamozoin nimshach migvurois. Because flour, F-L-O-U-R, which is the real basic food ingredient, comes from gevura, from the left side. Bebechinas shulchan batzofoin, as we find in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, the table which represented the food, the table that had on it the lechem upon him, was on the left side, in the north. North is always the left when you're facing Mizrach. Bechinas gevurois geshamim. And also, as we say in our Shmon Esrei, that when we talk about rain, which is what gives us all of our sustenance, the blessing for rain is in ato gibor. It's in gevura. It comes from a place of gevura, from the left side. V'hamayim, whereas water, heim bechinas meimei hachasodim. Water usually is an inyan of chesed. Ukeshneschabrim yachad hamayim v'akemach, and therefore when we bring them both together, azay nase bebechinas das. That's when you have this das. Shehu al yedei chibur chesed ugvura. Das is the union of chesed and gvura. The word chesed has a numerical value of 72, which is ayin beis. The word gevura has a numerical value of 216, resh yud vov. When you put those five letters together, you have the word iruv, which means a mixture in Hebrew. To mix. The word eruv, which means also a mixture, is ayin beis, resh yud vov. It's this chesed and gvura, because that's the whole concept behind these mixtures. That's this Eitz Hadas Toivora. If I'm not mistaken, just a second, 72 and 216, 288, which is also Toiv and Ra. Ra is 270, Toiv is 17, so it's 287. With the koilel, it's 288. So again, the good form of a mixture is when it's chesed and gvura. When that spirals down and the klipos attach themselves to the left side, then it can take on this form of toiv and ra. V'azai chayev b'chala. And that's why it's when you're mixing the flour and the water, the chesed and gvura, you're making das, that's where a tikkun has to be done. Shehu b'chinas reishis das. That's the reishis das, to make sure that the sitrachra, which when it sees das, it wants to grab onto it. We want to make sure to cut them off at the pass. We do it by separating the schala and giving it to the kohen. Taking the reishis, giving it to the kohen, who is kedusha, b'chinas loshna kodesh. That's how we make the tikkun for it. And once again, if you study that chapter in the Likutei Moran, which has a lot in it, it's big, this halacha takes on different meaning, because there he clarifies the whole topic of Loshna Kodesh, the whole topic of Ish and Isha, the Eight Sadas. He gives you a much, much more heavy explanation of those things, which Rav Nosson Zalman is just touching. He's tapping into it, assuming that you know the concepts, you've seen the Likut Imran, and he's connecting it to the mitzvah of Challah. Baruch Hashem.